The U.S. defense industry is large, complex, and competitive. It is also lucrative for those companies able to navigate it successfully. The American Society of Military Comptrollers helps bridge the gap between the boardroom and the battlefield while supporting transformation in the defense sector. The Business of Defense podcast brings you inside the companies working to achieve this, directly from the business leaders, and to understand how they create value for their companies and their customers. For more information on ASMC, visit asmconline.org.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello, everybody, and because
hi, Rob.
It's
whoa,
coming
I hear
up.
An echo.
Oh, yeah. I think because the thing is up.
It's up.
Or are we changing?
It's down.
Are we changing the sound?
It's over.
It's up. It's down.
It's right.
Yes. It's over.
wait a second.
Dun, dun, dun.
Whoa!
Uh-oh. What was that?
It's
one?
Up. It's down. There it is.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I wasn't even going to start with that. I wanted to start with this. Because I wanted to get 5 days out of that jingle this year.
Great.
But that's not the reason I brought you all here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Today is, what, the 29th?
It is, Friday.
Our last June broadcast of the year. June went by awful quick.
It did.
And because it is the end of June, I thought we'd better visit Craigslist and see what's going on in the free listings department.
Perfect.
All of these put up by our faithful listeners.
More free listings.
Appreciate it very much. This goes to Leesburg, Virginia. And remember, it is not okay to contact this poster with services or other commercial interests.
Or any of the others, done and done.
Yeah, I'm going to keep saying it. The headline reads, Audio Vault, free!
Oh,
in Leesburg, Virginia. And here's the copy. Need a safe place for your accumulation of audio? Tired of your wacky clips going stale in the hot summer sun? You, my friend, need an Audio Vault. Luckily for you, I have one and I'm giving it away. Free! The Audio Vault, slightly used, will keep your auditory pop culture gems and your nosy... It'll keep your auditory pop culture gems in and your nosy podcast cohorts out. And no longer will you be plagued by the acrid... It's acrid, right?
It is. Acrid, yes.
Acrid stench of rancid, outdated audio clips. No siree, Bob. This Audio Vault is sealed tighter than a crab's ass.
No.
And that's watertight. So swing over to scenic Leesburg and pick yourself up a free Audio Vault for audio and whatnot. Sorry, no audio clips are included in this deal. Please see my other listing for the Spiewak brand DJ tape machine.
Are you listing these?
No. Someone else does. It goes perfectly with your new Audio Vault location, Leesburg, Virginia.
A lot of Spiewak.
It does seem like it's written by a Spiewak, doesn't it?
I had nothing to do
these
with it.
These are Spiewak sympathizers.
Oh, and this is
Rob Mob.
This is a free item that is in Pittsburgh. Or, I'm sorry, Plattsburgh. Where is Plattsburgh?
I have no idea.
I've heard of it. Yeah, I think it's New York.
I'm actually going to Pittsburgh tomorrow.
Oh, excellent.
But not Plattsburgh.
Yeah. No, and this has a photograph. It's the wrong color, but it's a pug it's a pug dog.
You're always saying it's the wrong color.
And the headline reads, Free Beluga. Free to good home comes one slightly obese aging pug who likes women and stomping on chihuahuas. Comes with free strap-on drool bucket. Please contact Mark at the Mike O'Mara Show for details. But remember, it is not okay to contact this poster with services or other commercial interests. We do have tape of Beluga from yesterday, don't we?
Is it Beluga, RJ?
Or was it Frankie?
No,
or was it Frankie? Okay,
because you guys were here after we broke camp at daycare.
Basically, the show ended, and Mike and family were out of here. I mean, it was very quick, and the dogs were beside themselves. They didn't know what to do. They knew before everybody left that they were leaving.
Yeah, well, they can see luggage and stuff. They know that.
Do you think animals are smart enough to know?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
They got teased because I think Carla and the girls came back in and picked something up, and then they were all happy, and then all of a sudden they got dejected again because they left.
Yeah, and so there was a lot of barking at first, a lot of scratching at the doorway,
when
we keep those doors closed. And then all of a sudden, RJ and I looked at each other because we heard the most horrendous sounds there.
See? They know.
Yeah. I think that's about all we got.
That's great, though.
And that was going on for about 10, 15 minutes, and then RJ said, you know, I really should record this.
Yes,
please.
It's so like they're whining to each other, like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
My grandfather used to have a
dog.
His name was Tonto, and he was not. His name was Tonto.
Are you shocked?
Yes.
Are you shocked?
He was not. That's Spanish for stupid.
Tonto.
Well, his name was Tonto because we're not Spanish. We said it like
right.
the Indian sidekick. But he was not. Bob Barker would be very disappointed in us. He was not spayed or neutered.
Oh.
He had not been fixed. Mm. And so when the neighborhood dogs were in a way, you know, and they can sense it.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have to chain him up because he'd run away for hours and hours and hours. And he would stand out on the porch and...
Oh, I know. I wish my neighbor's dog would run away. My neighbor has a basset hound.
Oh, okay. They're the worst
across the street, and he puts him outside for periods of time, and the dog just...
And why do they howl?
It depends. I mean, the basset hounds don't really
well,
have a bark as much as they do that howl.
It's a plaintive wail, as we learned from the OJ trial.
Yeah, in this case, I think they were just miserable.
Sadness.
Just
sadness.
Miserable.
Yeah, I also howl when I want sex.
Yeah.
It doesn't, but Carrie has me on the chair.
Is that how it works, Rob?
No,
but the neighborhood dogs come running.
They do.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that animals could be that smart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oscar,
they have feelings, too.
They're smarter than you think they are.
Unfortunately.
Yes. And this is the last one. This one, I know who listed this one
okay.
because Cappy sent this along.
Oh.
And I like this one. This is the San Francisco Bay Area Craigslist. Oh. Free stuff. First gray chest hair. And apparently that's in Russian Hill. It says, my friend has just discovered his very first gray chest hair and he's willing to give it away. It freaks him out, so you'll need to pluck it yourself. Please bring your own tweezers. What you need to know about him. Elvis and Beatles fan, owns a jukebox, Crown Royal, his favorite drink. Contact the Mike O'Mara Show if interested. Serious inquiries only. Prop 15 trades accepted. And remember, Oscar, please remember, it is not okay to contact this poster with services or other commercial interests.
That's my gray hair.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Anything else?
Just this urgent telegram from Rockbridge that arrived last Friday.
Last Friday? Read it, read it. You wild bitch.
Sheriff murdered. Church meeting bombed. Reign of terror must cease. Send your sheriff immediately.
Holy underwear! Sheriff murdered? Innocent women and children blown to bits? We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Immediately, immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Give the governor harumph.
Harumph.
You watch your ass.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Here, play around with this for a while.
Oh, no, thank you, Hedy.
No, it's Headley.
It is?
Strike!
Qualifications?
Arson, armed robbery, mayhem.
Wait a moment. What have you got in your mouth?
Nothing.
Nothing, eh? Lyle.
Gum.
Chewing gum online, eh? I hope you brought enough for everybody.
I didn't know there was going to be so many.
Boy, is he strict.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast. It is the Mike O'Mara Show. Downloaded more than 14 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. Call us, because it is Little Eva's birthday.
What's the number for
the
that,
number
Rob?
Is 7,185,061,625.
Do the math.
That's
wow,
right.
Wow, that's a lot.
And today is 29 June 2012.
June 29th.
That's right.
We are in the United States.
We are here in the grips of a horrible heat wave.
Yes.
I mean, it was... I got it to 96 degrees on the ride in today.
Yeah.
96 degrees at 10:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. I hate it. It's
not healthy. You're not a fan of the hot weather.
What is the high going to be?
I heard 101.
Yeah, I heard
and
101.
And 102 tomorrow.
And then with, of course, they always like to say, with the humidity, it'll feel around like 111.
110, 111, yeah, for a heat index today.
I don't care for the three-digit temperatures.
And this is supposed to continue for 4 or 5 days.
That's right.
Yeah.
So hydrate and check on the elderly. RJ. Have you checked on Buzz?
Why?
Ah, you see what I did there. Today's show, we have a sponsor.
We do indeed. Clores Perry Mitchell. Medical malpractice happens even at military facilities. KPM is experienced, passionate representation with some of the biggest personal injury and medical malpractice awards in the area. KPM, where you talk to a professional, not an operator, and the conversations are free. KPM is where other firms send their toughest cases, and KPM has the resources to take on the biggest defendants. With 30 years service to the community, Clores Perry Mitchell, 202-628-8100 or clores.com for more information. Each case is unique. Case results depend on various factors. Past performance not indicative of future results. Scott Perry, attorney at law.
Thank you, Buzz. Nice. You know, when I got to work today, I wasn't sure I was in the right place.
Why?
Well, because A, Mike is not here, mm-hmm. but we are also dog free. Uh-huh.
That's true.
All dogs, including Lucy.
Yes, I finally kept her at home today.
We are kid free.
Because Mike's not here.
That's not because my son's not here, and Maya, who spent some time here, also not here. The house seems almost vacant. It's weird.
It's quiet. How about it's serene?
It is serene. Ah, I got a text from Buzz at about 10:30 today. He says, "So, are we doing a show today?" I think you showed up to an empty house.
I was certain that we were until I got here. It was 10:39, and there was nobody here except me. And I typed especially hard this morning.
I was hoping we were doing a show.
Did you catch a nap?
No.
I was just a few moments behind you. We all got here, and we are all here, but it is very quiet. Robert, I'm surprised, did not come today.
Yeah, he's been really enjoying this.
He really, well, it's like Disneyland. Because, I mean, look at yesterday's experience for him.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Because the good people at DermaZinc, who's the gentleman?
That's Scott Ordway.
Sent lobsters.
Thank you, Scott.
Because they are the sponsor of our main trip. I think he thought it was a nice gesture. Them boys was tasty. They was, and they were.
See what I did to you there?
Yeah, it made me screw up my grammar. And so, between the two shows, Mike boiled five decent-sized lobsters in the kitchen. And I'd never seen a person outside of a restaurant cook a lobster, so I found it fascinating. But after they got cooking, we came in here. Robert stayed in there, and I went back later, and Mike is busting open lobsters and handing Robert hunks of lobster the size of golf balls and say, "Do you like it?"
He said,
I like it. It's great. And we're on the way home, and Robert says, "Dad, I don't think we need to go to McDonald's today. I'm just so full on lobster."
Yeah, because isn't he usually chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, it's chicken nuggets.
Now it's lobster nuggets.
Now it's lobster nuggets.
He's going to grow up to be Mark Ronan.
He will. Oh, God. Really? Ooh.
See, I wanted to give him a little more credit. I thought maybe he was hanging back there because he might like the O'Mara girls.
Oh, I never even thought about that.
Wouldn't that be something? Do you think it's possible, Dad?
You know what? I don't think so. I don't think he's there yet. I don't think he's there
yet. But Jabril's there because he told me...
I am a gay American.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Who did that?
He told me in confidence that Jabril is going, and I think we might have mentioned it on or off the air, that he's going through puberty.
Yeah, well, Jabril is nervous about starting puberty. Okay. I don't know. Jabril hasn't come to me with
Jabril
any issues
told
yet.
his son,
right,
that he's going through puberty.
Oh, okay. And then
little Robert said, he said, "Well, what is that?" And then he said, "It's when your voice changes." This Jabril said, "It's when your voice changes."
I see.
They still don't know what it is.
Right.
So he may be having those feelings. He still doesn't know what they are.
Well, I won't go into any details, but I know there are girls that have liked Robert in the past and have tried to express this to him.
Yes,
and
I've heard about that.
He has not really wrapped his head around
it. He's focused on wrestling.
He's a lot of wrestling. Yeah, like our friend Chad Dukes, who is straight. Yeah. So there.
That's
there
true.
That's right.
Okay, that's fine.
So I don't know if that was good. But I do know that if I had a place that I could be taken to where the boss entertained me, did funny voices, and fed me lobster, I'd want to go there too.
Me too.
So I'm shocked when he didn't come today, and then I realized he found out Mike wasn't going to be here.
Oh.
So if he were to come to work with me today, he'd be back to, you know, the Ziploc bag of vanilla wafers and playing DS.
So he said no because Mike wasn't going to be here?
That's the feeling I got. Quality time with Pa.
How did you feel?
I felt a little alienated.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike is cooler, though.
Well, God, yeah. Everyone's cooler than me, but I'm his dad.
That's true.
And you know what? I actually... Ultimately, being his dad will be a problem for him. But right now, since he is only 9, I benefit from being his dad.
Yeah.
He still thinks I'm almost unstoppable, although last Sunday's hangover might have lost a few
points. You okay, Dad?
Well, because did I mention that I had to remove his Xbox on Sunday?
No.
You mentioned that you had that task.
Yeah, and I'd promised him for weeks
to move it upstairs.
That we were going to put the Xbox in his bedroom. Right. And at one point... I was seated Indian style in the family room looking at the Xbox, and I just said, I don't know what I'm doing.
Wires.
Yeah, the wires. There's just so many wires, and my head hurt so bad. And I could have been sitting in the dairy case at a grocery store, and I still would have been sweaty. It was one of those hangovers.
Yeah.
And so maybe after the moving of the Xbox, maybe I was knocked down a few points in his estimation.
Maybe.
But you were still enjoying the honeymoon period with Maya. She probably thinks the world of you because you're dad.
Yeah. She's definitely a daddy's girl, so I get all those benefits.
Yeah, she'll eventually be Julia's age, and then you'll be not daddy's girl. You'll just be girl's ride.
What is Julia doing these days?
Julia right now is...
5 to 10.
Buzz.
She did a couple days at her cousin's house, and right now she is at a friend's in Glen Burnie, Maryland. That's close to Baltimore, right?
That's another place where dreams go to die.
That's right. Yep. Well, I have to go drive and pick her up on Saturday, but it's always nice to have her out of the house because then she's not, you know, going to do any sort of unlawful activity on my watch. And also, Robert
seems... I wonder if they have internet in Glen Burnie.
Never, no.
But Robert and Julia always seem so happier when apart.
Oh, yes.
Not unlike their mom and dad.
No. That's where they learned.
Time apart is great.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you yesterday, with the whole thing that went down with Robert, you told him you had this speech with him before the show started that, no, Robert, we can't have you in the studio today.
That's right.
Remember that whole thing?
And he'd prepared a story.
Yeah.
The story about licking the scissors.
Oh, yes. He's really excited about that
story. And we'll do that before the summer's out. There was a kid that licked scissors and got a horrible mouth wound. I know.
So his day was made, though.
When he was invited
to come in.
Mike
invited the girls, and then all of a sudden, let's bring Robert in,
too. He ended up in here anyway.
And boy, does he think the world of you. He thinks you're so cool.
Yeah,
he's a nice guy.
Right there between the two of you.
But I will say that I think this probably happens for everybody that's not a Sandusky out there. That when you have a child or a kid next to you that's not your kid, and you have to, and because of the way we broadcast, whether you've seen it on Ustream or in pictures, he would really have to sit right next to me in order to talk to the microphone.
Sure.
So I shimmied him over to me.
And
I did that, one, I said, God forbid someone takes a still of this on the video.
I
hadn't seen you do that move since Diana Barrett was in the studio.
I was trying to give him direction. Your son is like a really great kid.
Right.
But unfortunately for me, because he's not my son, it still was so strange for me to pull a kid that I'm not related to so close to me, which
it
I guess is a good
and
thing.
And then you grab
that means I'm not
head.
A kid
no,
touching.
No,
there you
no.
go.
Buzz,
but you know
please.
What? I think that what you felt there would not have even...
it's a win.
No one would have said boo 30 years ago, but what we've seen has made us awkward. And you know what? You are certainly an acquaintance bordering on a friend of mine.
Yes.
And you would have no reason to feel bad about grabbing my son or hugging my son.
Oh, I would not hug or grab him.
But you did. You pulled him.
I know, but I was...
And you felt bad about it.
But in a good way. Everybody was a good way.
And we were
watching. Don't make any allegations.
No.
Come on.
We're just joking around.
I didn't do anything.
We all know the difference between good touch and bad touch.
Yes.
Oh, boy. But that's not the reason we came here today.
But don't go opening any youth organizations.
That's right.
No.
Oscar Santana's One Touch Youth
That's
Awkward.
That's not even a good joke.
That's not.
No. That's a horrible
That
horrible
is horrible.
Joke.
Yeah. So let's move on to you and your cat.
Okay. So
a new addition to your house. And you're going through changes with Shannon coming in.
Yeah.
And now, have you bought the cat a car yet?
No.
Okay.
I have not done that. For those of you not in the know,
little backstory, please.
So for a while now, I've been thinking of getting a pet. And I always wanted to get something that was fun, something that was nice, but I really didn't have the time, so I didn't think it was going to be fair for that animal, whether it be a sugar glider, a gerbil, a ferret, a guinea pig, anything.
Sugar right.
Because you'd never be able to see them.
Right, a sugar glider is a small rodent that lives in your pocket, essentially.
As a child, I had two dogs in my life. One my sister brought home from college, who ended up at my parents. One that I brought home from Beach Week that ended up at my parents.
They were both big dogs, right?
Yeah, it was a Weimaraner and a Black Lab.
Okay.
Oh,
and
nice.
How do you come home from Beach Week with a dog?
We found it had just run away from a puppy mill down there in Ocean City.
Tip it!
Yeah. And we fed it SpaghettiOs and beer, and it survived 14 years.
Wow.
So we brought it back my senior
year.
See,
Rob, there's hope for you.
I was going to say, maybe I'll start wandering around at Beach Week.
Yeah.
Do now, better than I do at home.
Oscar, you said that for a while now you've been thinking about this, and that's kind of news to me. I don't know about the rest of us in the room.
Well, just because it had been lonely coming home to a lonely home.
Mm-hmm. An empty place.
And... Sure.
You've also had a girlfriend for a little while.
Yeah, but this I've been thinking about getting a pet for a while.
Does she like SpaghettiOs?
After I had gone through the breakup, there was a lot of alone time.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
And that alone time for a while was filled with a man named Donald.
Yeah,
who was my elderly neighbor,
right.
Who, when I would come home, I'd hear the shrieking of his walker as he knocked on my door bothered me for a good 30.
Right.
And talked to me about life and talked to me about my laundry and what he needed me to do and what he needed to invite him.
And as annoying as you painted that picture at times, it probably filled a void in your life.
It was a friendship.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yes. Though he took advantage of me a million times, it was still a friendship. So he moves out. I'm single, and there's something great about silence and knowing that you can come home and everything is where it was. That's why some people can't have roommates because they don't like their stuff being moved around or having to look for stuff. That's why some people don't like being in relationships and are going to be eternally single because they don't like things. They don't like change. They like to know what's where, when it is, and they don't like to compromise.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met this young lady named Shannon.
Right.
Yeah. And, well, I got reacquainted with her.
Mm-hmm. And before people start rooting for it, I can't do it if Mike's not here.
No, Mike's
not
here.
So don't even think about it.
And everybody...
Peppermint.
Stop it, Mark.
Sorry.
And everybody...
No, so feeble, so shallow, so half-hearted.
Was excited, including myself, that I was in a healthy relationship.
Right,
right.
So she ends up moving out here, and she starts talking about how much she... loved and loves her cat Lewis, which is back at her parents' house.
So the parents Lewis kept Lewis.
Lewis couldn't come along with her.
No, that is really her parents' cat.
The family.
But as long as I've known her, she's always talked about this cat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I said, well, maybe one day we can go and because I've heard cats are the most low maintenance animals out there.
That's true. That's right.
And we can go and maybe just check some out. Maybe go to the Humane Society and see what they're all about.
Now, when you
rescue
said
kitty.
Check them out, you didn't think it worked like a library?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
Just like get a cat hard and
I
check
had
it out for 2 weeks.
A long conversation with my good buddy and all our friends, Chad Dukes, about this. And he said,
I would guess, before you proceed, he is decidedly anti-cat.
He's anti-cat.
Yeah, I would think
and
so.
He gave me a litany of reasons why.
Yeah.
And I know people that own cats. I know people that own cats and love their cats. I know people that own cats and hate their cats.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me all these reasons why I shouldn't get a cat. And mind you, I had just moved into new construction.
Yeah,
a condo.
Right.
So it's like that new feeling of a car smell.
Fresh. So everything's new.
You are in the Jetsons apartment.
Yeah, you love it. You love that. That smell in itself in a new car is great, but in a new home is even better.
Yes.
Right.
And as I'm thinking about getting the cat, I'm like, well, I don't have time. And is it going to be fair? And then when Shannon moves to the D.C. area and she's at my place all the time, I figure, well, if we did get a pet, she could probably take care of this pet.
Okay. I could take care of that cat.
Yeah. Yeah. And we end up looking. I think I get hammered and I say, hey, let's look
That's
through.
That's the best time.
Let's look through the Humane Society's website. And what they do on the Humane Society's website, they actually have it's like a match.com for animals.
Mm-hmm.
They have the pictures of the animals and then they have descriptions of their personalities.
Yeah.
So as we look, we find out that there's a three-legged cat at the shelter in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Three-legged cat.
You know, that's the definition of a plane, by the way. They're much sturdier than a four-legged cat. Four-legged cats can rock.
So I, in passing, as any man would, said, hey, if we're going to get anything, let's get a cat that has three legs.
Are you still drunk?
It was like, hey, on Saturday, maybe we're coming back from Baltimore. We'll go check it out. And my logic was it's 25% less work. And
why? Because it's missing a leg?
Yeah, well, that's 25% of the legs.
But it has 100% of its ass. It's still the work comes out of the other end. The leg has nothing to do with it.
And with that missing leg, probably one less life of the nine lives.
Probably, eight, maybe seven.
I have to ask, a front or rear leg?
Thank you, Buzz. I was just going to ask
at the knee or at the hip?
You know, it didn't matter to me.
Okay, but what did it turn out to be? Or I guess you'll tell.
Yeah, well, that let
this,
me explain.
Okay. This is my cat pet.
All right, well, let us know.
So
this is my cat, Dennis Murphy.
So,
that
is just not nice.
Meow.
We end up going out to Baltimore on Friday night. End up spending the night there in Baltimore, right in the Inner Harbor.
Gosh.
And we're driving back, hungover, and my girlfriend looks at me and she goes, you know, we should probably stop by now because later on in the evening we have to go to that cancer benefit and then we have to go to Mike's mom's birthday.
And if we wait too long, all the good three-legged cats will be gone.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I do the dance where I'm like, well, you know, it's like, let's just do it some other time. We're all so hungover and we're going to be racing for time. Like, who knows, you know?
Right.
But realistically speaking, I figured if we were going to order a pet or get a pet, it was going to be that three-legged cat I saw because, one, it'd be a great bit, and two, I mean, how long does it have to live? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, as far as being a great bit, it's the same reason we had Robert. Well,
yeah.
Well, for material.
How long would we have to, would like, a cat like that, how long would it actually survive?
Well,
that's my lunch.
The leg, having it or not having it, is not going to make any difference to the length of the cat's life.
Well, but again,
13 years
at
least.
I did not know that.
13 to 16
I
years, some cats
would
live
had
to be 20.
This talk.
You should have called us.
I wanted you to.
So,
Felix! Come here, Felix!
Yeah. So.
Oh.
If it was a front leg, at least you'd only paw at you with one.
That is one clumsy cat.
She pipes in
good,
the address to the GPS, right. And I'm like, oh, God, please, baby Jesus, let it be closed. Like,
right?
It's Saturday. Yeah. Like, okay. We get off the exit. Uh-huh. We end up getting there. And what they do, they have such an amazing setup, and the people there have such big hearts.
Yes.
And if you're going to adopt, I wouldn't call them rescues because I don't like that term. You're just adopting a cat. You're adopting a pet.
Yeah, you're trying to sound like a hero.
You're not a hero. And Adam Carolla has a whole long bit about it. Yeah. But I'm never going to call her a rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And
but if you had left her there, they would have ultimately had to put it down, right?
So, I don't think it's a kill shelter. I'll get to that in a second.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
Kill shelter.
We get there. They buzz you in like a security door because I guess they don't want maniacs walking in.
Of course.
So it's like either you're working in a porn shop or a pawn shop. And you get
got a fetish for a disabled cat.
You get buzzed in.
Yeah.
You walk through, and then Shannon asked for the three-legged cat. Just got adopted yesterday. I'm like,
hi, I'd like to see your three-legged cat.
Darn the luck.
You know what? That's awesome. We tried. Time to go. Let's get out of here.
Woo-hoo!
I thought I won. My inner monologue said, heavens, big win.
Free
big
and clear.
Effing win. I'm out.
Oscar's a four-legged cat.
Oscar's about ready to light off firecrackers and run around in a dragon costume.
Yeah, I said,
Chinese New Year.
We should go celebrate. We should go drink at a pub and say, hey, next time.
Yeah.
And as she says to me, I was like, look, maybe we should wait and see if another three-legged cat comes in somewhere. We can continue looking.
Yeah, you could always make your own.
And give it some time because they don't arrive as fast as the other.
Well, if you're at a dealership and you're looking for a car, you can look for that same model somewhere else.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So she convinces me to stay and look, and I'm like, oh, you have to go through this process of actually cleaning your hands, sanitizing your hands before you look at these cats. I'm sitting there in the corner like...
Wait, shouldn't they be washing the cats? The cats are the ones that are going to be
the
carrying
the
disease.
The cats wash themselves.
Yeah, you've been on that for years.
So you sanitize your hands, and then you go from cage to cage to cage. And I'm not picking up a single one.
Yeah.
I'm off at the... Imagine going shopping with your lady and just sit down and she does what she needs.
Yeah,
do you
right.
think in the back of your mind, are you thinking the shelter is like an Apple store and if you touch the cat, you're going to fall
yeah,
in love?
Right.
No, I'm thinking, I don't care. I'm hungover. That three-legged cat is in here. This is fate. We're not going home with anything.
Okay.
And
which is what you're saying is you didn't really want a cat in the first place.
I didn't
place.
Want anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
he wanted a not cat.
I peek in the dog aisle because they separate the dogs and the cats. And I
said, they tend to fight.
And I said, if I really walk through here, I'm going to take a dog home because I like dogs more than I like cats.
I tell you what, I got your solution. You mix up the cats and the dogs, and you got plenty of three-legged cats. Because the dogs will rip the legs off.
Perfect.
God, no. I thought you were doing a cat-dog joke.
No.
Okay.
No.
Not always. Sometimes cats and dogs are friends.
That's true.
They could be. But regardless, I don't want a pet, guys.
Yeah,
I got a 400 square foot condo. I have no room for it. I have no time for it. I don't need it. And if you're going to get something and then you're going to get a cat, the logic is you get a cat that has a personality that you like. Because some cats are skittish. That's why I found out they call them scaredy cats. I didn't know that. And then
hold it. When you're going to be this technical,
may I have a drink of your water?
Yes, please.
I think you should.
Yeah, I think you need it. Yeah.
Scaredy cats. I didn't realize this. The Latin name Catus Scertus actually comes from. It's based in fact. This is a guy who won't touch a cat, but he's drinking my water.
Right. Okay.
But no. But some cats are skittish. That's all they
are.
That's
right. True.
And I didn't know that. And as in dogs, every different animal has a different personality.
Exactly.
So what we were looking for, if we're going to get anything, was going to be a lovable cat.
Right. That's affectionate.
Affectionate.
Not skittish.
Sweet. Yes.
Love it.
So as I'm sitting in the corner, and we're about to leave, I figure you've pet seven cats, and one of them bit her, the first one. So I said, oh, this is a good sign. All these cats are mangy. No one cares about them. They're mean. We're out of here.
And that's why they call them mangy cats.
And we walk through, and as soon as we're about to leave, it's like in a car dealership. Welcome to the Humane Society. What type of personality cat are you looking for?
What do we have to do to put this cat in your apartment today?
And she and basically Shannon takes over. She says, I'm looking for a loving cat that likes to be a lab cat. And she names off, and they know the models.
Yes.
Like if you were looking for something that's four-wheel drive, they name all the four-wheel drive vehicles to you. And she's like, oh. So then now they start looking, like really looking at you.
So you're saying that they saw you leaving. And they put the hard sell on.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was already outside the dealership door.
Sure, because even though they may not put any animals down at that facility, animals that don't get adopted go someplace where they go away.
I will get to that.
All right, and let's hold that thought as we take a small break.
Oh, I can't wait.
To the sounds of Barbara Streisand. This is from the musical Scaredy Cats. And
we'll Skittish Cats.
We'll be
Skittish.
Back right after
Scaredy.
This.
I can dream of the old.
Like to keep the music upbeat on a Friday, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show and segment two, Buzz.
Yes, we do have one, and it's brought to you today by Brighter.com. Save up to 60% on dental procedures by joining Brighter.com. It's better than dental insurance because there's never a cap on how much you can save. And you can use it with hundreds of dentists near you for as little as $9 a month. With Brighter.com, you can save around $100 on an exam, $150 on a filling, up to $700 on a crown. And you can know the prices in advance. Go to Brighter.com to choose the yearly plan that's right for you. Sign up this week and get a free Oral-B battery-powered toothbrush with your purchase when you use the code TMO. Just click the microphone in the upper right corner of the screen on their page to enter that code or use the TMOS code at 800-560-1200. That's Brighter.com.
You know, Mike and I spoke to them a few weeks ago, actually the woman who started the website. And the other thing that we don't have there that Buzz was talking about is the fact that they also cover orthodontic work.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And, you know, as a parent who's right now paying out the... a-hole.
Yes.
I wish I would have known about it a little bit
sooner.
Did
you stray from copy, or was that actually on the stuff they sent?
I don't see a-hole here anywhere.
Paying
out
the a-hole.
Yes, yes, of course. All right. So
I wish I had braces
that.
Cost these days?
You know,
I don't know.
It depends. I had a family... one of Melissa's stepbrothers was in town, and he's from Missouri.
Yes.
And he was telling me about the price of braces with his kids, and we were comparing.
Yeah.
And it's like five times the cost.
But the amazing thing about this relative in Missouri is that without the braces, the kids would never have been able to walk.
No, never. Only three legs. They apparently, it can be like $5,000.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Maybe more, depending where you are.
Wow.
Yeah,
and it sucks.
You get a used car for that money.
Yeah.
But from when we were kids, it's a much faster process.
It is. Yeah, that's true.
But that's amazing that they cover orthodontics. If you're thinking of having kids, get this, then have kids.
That's right.
But back
to adoption.
To cats.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So to make this quick and get you where I am now, because I spoke about this with a lot of passion this past Tuesday night on Big O and Dukes, because I was... basically in a space of confusion and sadness.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we end up looking at these animals. And if you're going to adopt, you usually want to look at older pets because you actually will be able to see their personalities.
And they won't live as long. So, you know, you're not locked into a long thing.
And baby kitties have those tiny needle-like claws.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
but they also have the pointed tails. So cute.
At one point, we found... the one kitten that looked like it was lovable.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And that's the one that we pick up, and I start hanging out with it, and I say, well, you know, if we're going to take anyone home and we're going to save anyone's life, if they approve us, because you have to put in an application,
of course,
we'll take care of this.
Mm-hmm. You fill out all the questions, your name, your age,
how many
podcasts.
And I figured
host.
This process was going to be like a 2-week process. I heard that some shelters actually go and check out your place.
Well, that happened
and,
when my mom had rescued her
my,
dog.
My dog, too. Yeah.
They interview you, they do all kinds of things. And I figured at the very least, you know, I'll be too busy, so they'll never come.
Right.
Like, well, they'll just go away.
Yeah, right.
So we end up getting this cat, going to the general manager's office, where they basically said, hey, I'm sorry to say, but I think this cat has already been reserved or put up for adoption.
Oh. Okay.
So at this point, there's this like competition thing that comes up in any alpha male.
Oh, my God. You've been totally sucked in.
I got rope-a-doped.
Let's see.
Because they say, unless you're willing to take her home today, what we can do is figure out a way to maybe let you adopt her today. Because some people come and fill out the application, they have anywhere from 24 to 48 hours.
And then they don't come back.
Right.
If this had been a motion picture, right then they cut to you and your head becomes a giant lollipop that says sucker.
Yeah.
Because there was never another guy.
What I said to
they do this speech always.
To get out of, to try to get out of it. Because at this point, like, my head is spinning.
Yeah.
I'm the big lollipop. That, you know, spinning lollipops that you can buy for your kids? I'm that lollipop.
Uh-huh.
And I say, can you call the owner and see if they're truly interested in this cat, in this kitten? Because I would hate to break their hearts.
Okay.
Sure, I'm going to call the other owner. I have his name here. It's John Smith. He lives at 123
I'm looking for an out.
Yeah, definitely.
They say
break Shannon's heart. Don't worry. Let's worry about the other people.
They say the owner didn't. The adoptee didn't answer. Something along those
lines. Oh, he come down with something,
but
unexpected.
It looks like you guys are the perfect couple, and this is going to give this kitten the perfect home. Mm-hmm. So we go. And it takes 15 minutes, and they let you know that the animal's chipped. And if you don't know what chipped is, it's basically put a microchip in it, so if it ever gets lost or you let it go and you let it free, they can find you.
What OS is it running?
Yeah. I have no idea. It's
Lion?
Lion.
Yeah. It's
Boo.
It's not going away. So it's becoming very evident to me that we're taking this thing home.
It's getting too real.
And it's that shock, and I don't know if it's going to be like this when I find out whoever I end up getting married or who end up getting pregnant, that shock of my life is now changing at a rapid rate.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a cat.
Well, to you it is.
Nah.
To me, it's my freedom.
Because a cat's really going to tie
you
down.
So I said,
you have to admit, Buzz, this is a step.
This is
a dependent.
They say 20 minutes. So we say we'll run down to the local pet shop and pick up everything we need to do.
Right.
And then at that point, I'm so quiet about this whole adoption process. And if you're going to go adopt, you should. It's truly sad walking into these facilities where you say, you know, all these pets have either been given up by owners that couldn't handle them, like your boy, or these pets or didn't try hard enough.
Right.
Or someone that's passed and the pet just needs a new owner.
Right. Yeah, right.
So
lots of reasons.
And there's so many of them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's so many of them that you're like, oh my God, this is why Bob Barker always says, get your pet spayed or neutered.
Right.
Or used to.
Yeah.
And
still does.
I sit there and I'm like, oh Jesus, like what's going to happen? And Shannon looks at me, she goes, why are you so quiet? I said, this is just a lot of change. Let's just go in this pet store and buy what we need to buy.
Now,
buy.
How old is this cat? Do you know?
I have no idea. That's how much I don't know about
it. Is it like a full-grown cat?
It's a kitten.
Oh, okay. So it's a baby.
And when I got Lucy, they had already named her Molly.
Yeah.
Did they have a name for
her name
the cat?
Her name was Ballerina.
Ballerina.
Yeah.
It's a poor name.
Well, it's a horrible name.
And so what's it?
So I named her Khaleesi.
Khaleesi.
Yes.
And what does that mean again?
Khaleesi's from Game of Thrones.
Oh, that's right.
She's Mother of Dragons, and clearly Khaleesi is a cooler name than Ballerina.
Clearly.
Yeah, so, clearly.
No one knows what it is. Everyone thinks it's a black name, but whatever.
Yeah.
So,
what color is the cat?
The cat's, I don't even know. It's like a spotted. Who knows?
Is it a calico?
I have no idea what kind of cat it is.
I'm not really talking above anyone's head here.
I think I've seen it on Facebook. I'll
I was
going to
ask, yes. Do you have a picture of the cat?
This
to show
is
us?
How much I don't care about this cat.
Oh, jeez.
See, why are you shutting? I'm just curious. Why are you shutting down on this? Why are you shutting?
I am going to keep this cat for the rest of my life. Let me say this.
Well, then you're going to be in like, by the time you're 45,
gonna
you're
going to be an old cat.
You're going to be carrying around a carcass.
I got to tell you that it's one thing to have a girlfriend in town that can feed herself and take care of herself and you know, go do and entertain herself.
She can do all that stuff.
It's another
that Shannon's a keeper.
It's another thing to have an animal that you have to think about at all times.
You don't have to think about it at all times.
Well, no, I don't do. Know, Buzz. If no, you, because take look
he's
where
in
he
his
was
apartment.
At. Look where he was at, and look where he is now.
I understand.
Now he has. This is not like a toddler, but it's like toddler life.
And this is good practice because one of these days you're going to hear the words, Mr. Santana.
Stroller.
It's a girl.
Yes.
I mean,
coming from the
boy.
Man who doesn't have children.
Stroller. Right. I know, but yeah, you. I know that you probably. Going to hear these words one of these days, and this is a good preparation for you. You don't have to take the cat for walks. You don't have to bathe it.
Yes,
but you don't have to go out in the cold weather with it
place,
in the winter.
It's a very cute
my
cat.
My place used to smell like... The,
my
place used to smell...
Oh, my God. It looks like Puss in Boots.
My place used to smell like the Ritz-Carlton. Now it smells like a cat shelter.
It doesn't have to.
Oh, well, look at that.
I will
That's
say,
so cute, Oscar.
I will say that...
Come on.
20% of the time, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. 80% of the time, it's horrible right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not home, and Shannon had just... She's arriving tonight at midnight. So we adopt this cat, and then she leaves for a week. And it's not her fault. I should have said no at the beginning of the process. Mm-hmm. So I've been taking care of this cat who doesn't let me sleep, doesn't let me have any type of... quiet time to myself.
Well, it's a baby.
Because she wants to hang out all the time.
Where did you put your litter box?
It's in the bathroom.
Okay. And is the cat familiar enough to use the litter box?
Yes,
is
she's
okay with it? Oh,
yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
The
okay.
kind of litter you use may make a difference.
I hope it does.
Yeah. And also the fact that it's a baby kitty, I think they're stinkier. Like human babies, I think, are stinkier than adults.
I've never seen so
cases.
Much come out of a little thing.
It's amazing. It was like babies.
And I don't like it.
I know.
You know.
I don't know. When you look at those eyes, because those eyes really do look like in Shrek when Puss in Boots makes its cute face.
No,
I mean, that's
yeah.
a pretty incredible
yeah,
face.
It is. Big eyes.
How about those eyes at 5 a.m?
Right.
You know that stare that your kids probably do to you and wake you up, for those of you who have kids, that they're staring
at you. Are
you
awake yet?
Somebody's staring at me.
Are you awake
yet?
Are you
awake
yet?
So I get the death stare.
Yeah.
And then I get the...
It's not a death stare.
I know, it's a death stare.
It might be a stare of death.
And then it's like, are you going to wake? And I'm like, 5 a.m.? Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
5 a.m.?
They like to get up.
Is this what happens? We just went to bed an hour ago because you wouldn't let me sleep an hour ago.
Where does the cat sleep?
Well, the first couple nights she was sleeping in bed with me.
Oh, that's death wish.
Yes. So then I let her out, and then she meow on all night, and I figured those little jaws would get tired.
No.
But they wouldn't.
No.
So she'd keep me up all night. And
is it a cute meow?
No. Yes, it is cute, but it's not fun.
Not
it's
after
not, it's not
an
kind.
Hour or so. Yeah, that's true.
I don't think you understand. I made fun of you last week about your pimp hand.
Yeah.
And I said, look, man, you got to run your ship
tight.
I'm the pirate on my ship.
I
you know,
want you
I know
to know
what's
something,
going on.
Oscar. This has been at the front of my mind for the last 40 minutes, but I wasn't
was.
Going to bring it up. But, yeah.
And if you're keeping score at home, Oscar and Shannon, he's given her a place to put her head.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
He's given her a car.
Yes.
And now he's given her a cat.
Oh, and he's giving her pet care because she gets the cat and then goes away.
Oscar.
Right. So,
yeah, but Shannon.
You're boarding the cat for
her. In Shannon's defense, I offered all of these.
Right.
She never,
of course,
she never wanted them.
Make
I'm
sure
not saying
never,
that about Shannon. Yeah, yeah. I'm saying that about you.
Make sure
I'm the idiot.
Make sure you never leave the cat in the car because it will escape through the open sunroof.
human cats would keep you. Yes. Or human babies.
Human cats.
Would,
human cats. What, are you watching Avatar?
Do you have some of those?
Thundercats.
And to me, they are. No. Human Thunder babies cat. Would keep you awake at night when they're babies. I mean, so in the early days, you're going to get... Listen, Oscar, Mike. When I walk
Listen.
Down when I walk down the hall, my cat walks side by side.
Yeah,
with
I
me.
Don't like that.
When I'm sitting,
I don't like
you,
that.
You just say that.
You want the cat to walk behind you.
No, I want the cat. You know,
when I'm sitting at my desk, if my cat is sitting at my feet, looking up at me lovingly. If I lower my hand, he'll wrap his little toes around my finger and we'll hold hands.
Yeah, because he wants to kill you.
No, he never extends a claw.
If you've got the time and you've got the heart and you've got the space, do it.
But see,
but if you're like your boy. And you don't have any of those.
Who's got to run free?
400 square feet.
Don't do it.
Let me offer you this.
You have the love.
Let me offer this.
Yes.
Do you think the reason that Shannon was pressing so hard for the cat was some sort of test to see how you deal with a responsibility that has a beating heart, as if to look down the road a little bit.
No, she gave me 20 outs. She gave me 20 outs as we're adopting the cat.
She doesn't know the rules of baseball.
That's part of the test.
So it's my fault for not really thinking this out.
Yeah.
And I had every out. I had when we were at the pet store for 20 minutes.
Then on some
out.
Level, you must have been okay with
it. Yeah, but because I thought what I hate the most is, one, the smell. Two, I know people don't say that this is harmful. And we talked about this in private, Buzz. Now I'm getting flustered.
Don't.
They're fine. It's going to be fine.
We're going to declaw the thing.
No.
Yeah, I got to do it, man.
No,
I'm sorry.
That's animal cruelty.
Well, you know what? Sign me up, because that's what I'm doing.
Okay, we're going to cut your fingers off at the first knuckle.
And then this is the rub, guys.
Oh, the rub with two Bs.
So they tell you if you're going to adopt kittens, you should get two of them. And I thought it was like, this is not the two for Tuesdays. Yeah. This is not the two for one.
Twin spin.
And the reason why they tell you that is because of the problem I'm having now, because they're so energetic.
They want something to play with.
It's
an ideal number, because they keep each other company.
They would hang out.
Yeah, right.
So hopefully things will get better as Shannon arrives tonight at midnight.
You keep saying that. Does something like the release of Madden? I mean, it happens exactly at midnight.
But she'll be there to help care for the cat.
Yeah, because that's when I don't scoop the box. I don't change
the
litter.
He's counting down the minutes.
I don't
right
do
now.
Anything. I don't play with that
if
thing.
You wanna
I don't
know,
do
if you want to know why your apartment smells, flush the crap down the toilet.
I do. How about this?
Speaking of.
My cat is so...
prolific?
So, no. She's so unshy.
Oh. Unshy is she?
No. And she wants to be with... This is the shadow factor.
Oh, don't tell me you share potty time.
No, I'm taking a shower, and I have a big glass shower, and the litter box is right there under the sink. Uh-huh. And I'm like... And she's staring at me showering. I'm like, okay, you're going to do this. That's fine. This is what a human looks like naked.
Right.
Enjoy
the
show.
Yeah.
And
starts feverishly licking herself.
And then she's just staring at me, taking a shower. And then she's staring. And then as she's done, I guess, figuring out what I'm doing, she goes right to the litter box and not just does number one, but number two right in front of me. Uh-huh. Like, not she's not shy.
No, not at
all.
Well,
I don't think a cat would have the shame to if they had to go. They wouldn't care.
Right.
Oscar, do you have a lid or a cover box for the box?
I don't have the space for that type of litter box.
Here's what you do. I just had to watch a neighbor's cat.
Yes.
And yet all I had to do was go there, open the door, make sure there's food.
And you knew right away that place smelled like ass.
My house doesn't.
Here's
does
why
my house
it didn't.
Like
no, it doesn't.
No, but you've got square footage, my
But
friend.
Here's why I don't think it smelled. Footage. And I know you like projects, right? You like to keep yourself busy. You like to do some activities. Yeah. A possible project for you to do with the cat.
Yeah.
Teach it how to use the toilet.
Oh, it's been done many times.
This neighbor that I had did that has taught their cat how to use the toilet.
Yeah,
so they told
really?
Me one of my instructions was to walk in the house and make sure to flush. And then they were adamant, don't close the toilet seat.
Right.
Leave it open and he'll just use that the whole time.
Oscar, that's like you love your smartphones
that would
and your
be
smart
the answer.
TV. This is like a smart cat. This
Do
is
I
iCat.
Have time for that?
Yes.
Does he train?
Well, no, but I think it's actually relatively easy to teach them.
There's a YouTube video, I'm sure.
Yeah, and you get kits.
Yeah, well, I think it's as simple as putting the
litter
box first on the toilet.
That's how
you keep
it there.
That's how you start, because then they get used to that idea of jumping up on the toilet.
That is brilliant.
And then what happens is there's like these training type of litter boxes. That eventually there'll be nothing
like a potty seat for a kid.
Exactly.
It's like insert
exactly.
into the
that
top
cat,
of the toilet.
That
yeah.
cat is going to love you against your will and win you over.
And you know what? This
yeah,
means
even when it's bandages around its paws. Yeah. Oh.
But you train this cat to
do
use
not
a toilet.
Do that. I'm calling the yeah. authorities.
That's hey, you can.
You know
yeah,
what?
It's, yeah, it's legal.
You can compromise. Yeah. You can clip their nails. You can.
The Humane Society used to let you not. They would make sure you wouldn't declaw it if you adopted. But now there's so many animals
they're
out
so
there.
So desperate to adopt.
Yeah, they're like, look, it's your choice. Oof. We asked you not to.
Yeah.
But you know what?
But you know what? If you train that cat, if you toilet train that cat, we've got a closing act for Cat 2012.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
So she's there, and her name's Khaleesi. We'll put a picture up. Yeah.
Probably the show picture today.
If you're out there, you should do it, but only if you have the time.
Right. Right.
Yeah. You're going to love this cat. Yeah. It's
going to
suck you out.
I tell you, you have a heart.
20% of the time. I was trying to figure out a way how I could like build something where it would tire itself out.
Like a treadmill?
Like a gerbil wheel.
Yeah.
Gerbil
and then wheel. I went online and people have done this. Yeah. But it's really elaborate. Like it's like a human treadmill.
Have Todd Moore build it.
I don't know. Regardless, I'm sad about it. I was so sad I ate a whole pepperoni pizza by myself last night.
Oh, my.
To eat my emotions with what I'd done with my life.
I did that last night and I wasn't even sad, which is terrific. Stick around. Coming back with the audio vault, and we're going to declaw Oscar.
Yay.
Right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show. Remember when RJ sang this in karaoke? Yeah.
Yes, that's right. And then, I forgot all about that.
Here's the part I remember. When the microphone came off the cord. Yes.
I do remember that. And that's on the... Is the video still for sale?
It is. Yes. You can still get it for... Yeah.
Grab that at MikeOMaraShow.com.
It's worth whatever we're charging.
Oh, twice it. And but that's not why we're here, Buzz.
No, we're here to tell you that Rob's Magic Audio Vault today is brought to you by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave, but no tar, no odor, no secondhand smoke, no carcinogens. With same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee, Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco, and it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. If you love cigars like Mike O'Mara, try the Belvedere, which lasts as long as 6 double Coronas. To see all the styles, flavors, and strength, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website.
Hey, you know what? After you teach the cat to use the toilet, teach the cat to use Smart Smoke.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be amazing. I'd like to come home to the most interesting cat in the world.
Right.
It could happen.
As we're dealing with the cat.
I don't always use the litter box, but when I do.
It's so funny. It's another job for me, and I realize this, because right now my neighbor is now texting me about Khaleesi at home. She must have done something. I don't know if she's meowing too loud.
Oh, so your neighbor isn't going in and checking on
no.
the cat. She can just hear the cat.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Or smell it, or both.
Who knows?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
What if she tried to escape?
Then everything's solved.
And what if she cut one of her little paws and she's bleeding?
Well, then you'll get your three-legged cat.
No, and then I get home and she didn't make it.
Oh, my God.
It's not going to happen. And stop talking.
Well, then all your...
Because you don't mean it.
All your problems solved.
You have a garbage disposal, right?
Oh, I'm not going to do that.
No, I'm just saying that could be the source of the accident. Open the thing.
Made a big mistake.
I'm going to Michigan.
No.
Because that's where the technology is, Buzz.
Really?
That's where Michigan has debuted. The state has debuted. This is just so smart. Talking urinal cakes.
What?
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Talking urinal cakes, because when you're in a bar and you got to take a leak, and I don't know that.
You need some company.
Ladies might not know about this, that the urinal is simple. It's not something that you would find in the ladies' room.
No.
It is, you know, a wall hanging toilet like structure for number one. And in the bottom of it are the most delicious mints.
Yeah.
Commonly known
Speaking
as a pee sink.
No, yeah. It is. It's a little, it's almost like a the thing you would drop in the back of a toilet.
Yes.
But like a round bar of soap.
To keep odor down.
Let me, real quick, let me ask you, do you remember, I don't know if you had this in elementary school or not, but there was a toilet, it wasn't a urinal. But it was it looked like a gigantic sink. Like
trough.
A trough. Was it round? Yeah.
It was round, and the way you would flush, there was a little footstool that you would press on, and everyone would like line up and
all
pee
the boys
in
could
it.
Look at each other.
They have them
peeing
in stadiums still.
Yeah, yeah. I think up until recently, they had one at Meriwether Post.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It's a bad idea.
That's how I met most of my friends. But anyway, in the urinals, they have the urinal cakes, and this is the actual set. Would you like it if you were having a few beers at a bar, you go in to take a leak, and the urinal says this to you?
Hey, listen up. That's right. I'm talking to you. Had a few drinks? Maybe a few too many? Then do yourself and everyone else a favor. Call a sober friend or a cab. Oh, and don't forget, wash your hands.
The talking urinal cake.
I
How
like
is that
it.
Possible?
I don't know. I would imagine as it would dissolve, like your cat.
It could be the impact. It could be the impact
the
of your stream, hitting the hitting it just
and
enough
activates it.
And activating it.
Anyway, I think it's great.
I think we should do one and tell people to listen to the Mike O'Mara show.
I thought it was one of the greatest promotions that the Don and Mike show ever had, where the urinal cakes sit on urinal mats,
right?
And we had our station, I think it was in Dallas,
right.
KJFK. And they they had Don and Mike show urinal mats.
Yes.
So let's revisit this.
Okay.
That's good.
Relieve themselves on
wonderful,
this.
Wonderful, yeah. It's not
that's brilliant marketing.
I think it is great marketing. Of course, it does tend to skew male. Okay, so yesterday the big decision came down from the Supreme Court about,
how's that?
As they say, Obamacare. Uh-huh. And I know we'll have a lot about it in the news. Can you make me understand it?
Yeah, I think I can. I'm actually pretty proud of the construct here.
But it seems that you also might want to do some explaining to CNN and Fox News.
Oh, my.
Listen to this montage. I think this was put together by Deadspin. They had no idea what they were reporting.
And
yesterday.
I have a footnote about this. I'm glad you have this tape.
Check this out.
I want to bring you the breaking news. It appears as if the Supreme Court justices have struck down the individual mandate, the centerpiece of the health care legislation.
Wow, that's a dramatic moment. If, in fact, the Supreme Court has ruled that the individual mandate is, in fact, unconstitutional.
Oh, boy. We have breaking news here on the Fox News Channel. The individual mandate has been ruled unconstitutional.
We're now getting more information, and I just want to update our viewers.
Let me stop you right there, because this is complicated.
And we need to update our lower third, right, which may not.
It's so complicated, we're not sure what it means, but we're going to keep talking.
Be correct. Chief Justice John Roberts concluding that the individual mandate may be upheld as within Congress's power under the taxing clause.
Mandate said to be constitutional, and Chief Justice John Roberts joins the justices who represent the left-leaning side of the court in that decision.
That's a lot of talking of people that don't know what they're saying.
Unbelievable.
How did that happen?
The Associated Press, well, because it was a complicated decision, and because in this world of the 24/7 news channels and the incredible competition to get it first, there's a little less concern about getting it right. So in the race to get it on the air, they got it wrong. The Associated Press, I'm pleased to say, got it right from the very beginning.
Good.
And actually, the management of the Associated Press had to send out an email memo to its employees yesterday afternoon to tell its writers to stop needling CNN and Fox News for getting it wrong.
Wow. So was it something along the lines when I guess a decision like this comes along, they have to explain it.
Right.
So if it if Justice Roberts is it seems like he's going to actually say no to it. Mm-hmm. They jumped on the bandwagon and said no, but he actually said yes at the end.
See, I mean, it's like you start out reading what he wrote, and he said, it's not necessarily a good law. It's not necessarily good public policy, blah, 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 blah. But
so
it is
somebody said, oh, my God.
Somebody got a paragraph in and said, oh, my gosh, he's overturned it.
Yeah, they were using the Evelyn Wood method.
Right,
and
exactly.
They didn't get to it. What I think is great, and I very seldom play tapes from Leno or Jimmy Fallon, they both made the same joke about it last night.
Really? Oh,
this
really?
Happens occasionally in late night
TV. Oh, yeah, we think
TV.
Of the same thing.
Yeah, so hey, check this out.
You guys see this? For several minutes after the ruling, CNN was mistakenly reporting that the Supreme Court struck down President Obama's health care law.
Luckily, it was on CNN, so nobody saw it, but it's still.
In response, CNN was like, phew, thank God no one watches this.
They're both right.
They are both right, but I always like when that happens.
Yeah.
This, I would like to go back into our rock and roll time machine and set the dial to March 26th. Here's Bill O'Reilly talking about this very decision.
Is Frederick saying you're going to lose? And your argument's specious. No, we appreciate you coming on. But this is absolutely a mandate.
Upheld.
It's absolutely a force. It's absolutely police powers from the federal government. And it's going to be 5-4. And if I'm wrong,
we'll
I will come on and
that.
I will play. I will play your clip and I will apologize for being an idiot.
So look forward to Bill O'Reilly apologizing for being
after
an
all
idiot.
These years.
Nice.
Yeah,
so that's
really?
Good. Keep
finally
that in mind.
Payoff. That's cool.
Last night, the debut of the Charlie Sheen television program.
I forgot all about that.
I've seen clips. It's awful. The only thing that I found notable
anger
about
management
it.
On
yeah,
FX.
Anger management. I like the theme song because it's so lengthy. I'd like to play for you now the lengthy theme song to the show Anger Management. I'll play it again later.
If there's time.
Yeah, or Charlie.
If there's time. Do you remember the scene in Back to the Future when Marty McFly puts on the hazmat suit and goes to his dad and tells him that he is from another planet?
Yes, and he says he's Darth Vader, I
think. Yeah, he says, silence, Earthling. Mm-hmm. Let's go to that clip right here.
And he plays.
It's a Walkman.
Who are you?
The thing about it is the tape that he is playing the mind-crippling noise, it's labeled Edward Van Halen.
Right.
Yes.
Someone on TMZ finally asked Eddie Van Halen if that was actually him playing. Yeah.
Alex, how you doing?
Is Van Halen getting off an airplane?
Recharge the batteries, go out and tear it up again.
Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
Man. Sounds good. Where's the brother at, man? Where's Eddie at? Is he hiding from us today?
Right here.
There he is. Eddie, how you doing, man?
Good to see you, man. You're one of my heroes, man. I've been playing guitar for years. I have one question for you, man. In Back to the Future, when Marty McFly puts the cassette tape in the Walkman, is that you?
Yeah.
And what is it?
Made a bunch of noise.
It's just you, but it is you.
Bob Zemeckis asked him, he said, play a bunch of noise. Oh, so that really is awesome. Eddie Van Halen. Yeah. But very it's never cool. been verified that's until right. now.
And Rob, he was from the planet Vulcan.
That's right. Yes. That's right. I want to close with this tape. I've had this in the hopper for a while. It's a little lengthy, but I think you guys are going to like it. Jimmy Kimmel did a thing. When Jimmy Kimmel does stuff with kids, I think he's like Johnny Carson brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did is a bit, it's called Jimmy Kimmel Lie Detective. And they got what looked like a kindergartner, and they put a fake helmet on his head. Now, one thing you'll not be able to see in this is, you know, his sidekick, the Latin security guard, Guillermo?
Yes, Guillermo.
Mm-hmm. He's dressed as like a fairy. Mm. He's got like tights and wings, mm-hmm. and he's the truth fairy. So it's the truth fairy standing, Jimmy Kimmel dressed like a detective, yeah. because he's lie detective, yeah. and he's asking this kid questions. This is pretty funny. Jimmy Kimmel, lie detective.
Let's start with your name. What is your name?
Blake.
Okay, very good. How old are you, Blake?
7 years old.
7 years old. What grade are you in?
First grade.
Do you like school?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you like school?
No.
No. Why don't you like it?
I'm bad at science.
You're bad at science?
Yeah.
You don't like science?
No.
It's boring?
Yeah.
What courses do you like?
Math.
You like math?
Yeah.
Okay. What's 8 plus 8?
16.
Oh. 14. Great.
Oh, no.
Have you ever peed in the swimming pool?
Is it for a dance?
A little bit. Hold on, let me ask the truth fairy. Truth fairy, have you ever peed in the swimming pool?
Yes.
You? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I think we all have. It's fun.
It's great.
Says Guillermo.
Sometimes I stand up on the side and pee into the swimming pool.
Part two.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Here's part two of Lie Detective.
What do you like better, your mother or a puppy?
My mother.
Your mother? Why?
Because she takes care of me.
And puppies don't?
No.
Puppies only care about themselves.
Yeah.
Puppies are very selfish.
Yeah.
Do you hate puppies?
No.
Ah. Do you hate puppies?
Yeah.
Ah.
Do you feel like I could get you to say anything with this machine?
No.
That's a nerve-rattling
buzz. Who do you think is smarter, your mom or dad?
Dad.
Dad? Why is Dad smarter?
He knows way more history.
He knows more history?
Yeah.
Does Mom ever do dumb things?
No.
Ah! Poor kid.
Does Mom ever do dumb things?
Yes.
What kinds of dumb things does she do?
She says bad words.
Oh, she says bad words.
Bad words.
Like the really bad words?
Yeah.
Whoa. Do you ever say bad words?
No.
Sometimes?
A little bit.
A little bit. What are some of your favorite bad words?
Oh, no.
Oh. Is that a big one? A lot of letters?
It was an MF one.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
That's one of my favorites. I don't know if we can continue with this.
Close the thing. That is your Magic Audio Vault, everybody. Have a great weekend.
We're going to do that with your kids.
I'd love that. That poor kid. Just the look in his eyes. But brilliant. It's just brilliant. Good use of children. Do that with the cat.
God.
Then we'll have something.
Do you want one?
No, I'm fine. Stick around. I'm good, dude. I'm good. Stick around. We're back with news right after this.
F you and I. F her to say the fire.
That's
mom says bad words. Let's kick it over to Buzz.
The news today brought to you by Dermazinc. Nothing terrifies beachgoers as much as your dandruff, poison ivy, rash, or other chronic skin condition. But you can treat them all with Dermazinc. Available over-the-counter for mild to moderate cases, Dermazinc comes in spray, cream, shampoo, and soap. For severe skin conditions, including eczema and psoriasis, ask your doctor about prescription-strength Dermazinc. For more information, click the banner on our website, and to get a free sample with your purchase, call 800-753-0047. Dermazinc. Results you'll want everyone to see. Official sponsor of our trip to Maine.
Thank you, Dermazinc.
Yeah. Those lobsters.
The Republicans in Congress have already set a target date to repeal the health care law that was yesterday ruled constitutional by the United States Supreme Court. They will fail because the Senate and the President will never go along with the plan, but they will make a lot of noise, which for them is mission accomplished since the presidential election is now just 4 months away. Candidate Mitt Romney says he will repeal the law on day one of his presidency, but assuming he gets elected, he also won't have the votes in Congress to repeal the health care law. So again, it's just election year noise.
I love the fact that they're talking about this and not actually doing anything to help the people.
Harumph.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For Romney, though, it is noise worth making. Republicans angry about yesterday's court ruling donated over $4 million to his campaign. That's just since the ruling in the last 24 hours.
Boy.
The high court never said it was a perfect law or even a good law or even a good idea, but it did rule that the law, including its requirement that everyone buy health insurance, is a tax that does not violate the Constitution. Health insurance companies hate the law. To some, that's a sign that it's a move in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Big business in general, from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce on down, is against the law and will work to repeal it. By tradition, business and Republicans are taking the same side on this. Unions and the AARP are in favor of the law and, as usual, align with the Democrats on this subject. So what does the law do, and what does it mean to individuals?
Yeah, Buzz.
There are simple worksheets online for you to find out for yourself, including one on the Washington Post webpage. I ran my data, upper middle income, buy my own insurance for two adults, through the worksheet and found these answers. Under this law, my insurance company cannot set a lifetime limit on the benefits it pays for my care.
Okay.
I don't have to cough up a copay for preventive care, at least in most cases. I cannot be dumped from insurance over a technicality. If I made less money, I would qualify for federal assistance in paying for this insurance. If I had kids, they could not be left uncovered for a pre-existing condition, and they would stay on my policy, if we so chose, until the age of 26. And that's how it works.
Cool. So now you're going to have kids?
Maybe.
That's what I got from that.
What's in it for me?
I don't know. Don't, if you have kids, don't have them.
Sounds like a lot of work. I got to be free.
Yeah, don't have them declawed.
That's a, well, there's an idea. Another interesting note about yesterday's ruling, the tiebreaker was Justice John Roberts, who was appointed by George W. Bush. Roberts, who's had some health scares of his own, which saw him being treated in the same kind of everyday hospital that you or I would use,
right,
sided with the four liberals on the court in ruling that the health care reform law is constitutional. By making this ruling based on law and not politics, Roberts may have saved the reputation of the court that's been increasingly seen as partisan political.
Yeah. That's a good move on his part, probably.
Speaking of partisan, more than 100 Democrats walked out yesterday after Republicans led a vote to make Eric Holder the first attorney general in American history to be indicted for contempt of Congress. It's about that fast and furious gun smuggling probe that was launched during the Bush administration. This caught our eye after our discussion earlier this week about fires, floods, and climate change.
Sure.
A new survey shows that at least half of us lie about how green we are. Nearly a third of us.
Mike O'Mara. Something in my throat.
He says he's going to start next year.
Yeah, I know. He's looking forward to it.
Nearly a third of us lie about using reusable grocery bags.
Oh.
I've never lied about it. I just don't do it.
A fourth of us lie about moderating the thermostat or about using bikes or public transportation. And more than one in five of us lie about recycling.
I warm my house with a hairdryer.
And by the way, we talked a little bit earlier this week about having our friend Surf, legendary Washington, D.C. DJ and the greenest DJ on the planet.
Yes.
Talked about having him in to talk about climate change and all the things that are going on with the fires and floods. He's agreed to do so, and he'll be joining us sometime next week.
Look forward to it. He's always awesome.
It'll be good to see him.
Is that fire still burning in rural Virginia right now?
Yes, it is. Yeah, both sides of the Blue Ridge Mountains, I believe. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely of concern. It isn't getting the kind of national news attention, obviously, that the Colorado and the other western fires are getting.
The president has declared it a
state
of emergency, I think. Yeah.
And he's going there, I think, today to assess the damages. Yep.
Wow.
Right.
Tragic.
Now, despite the job crunch, there's a shortage of lifeguards this summer.
Shortage of Russian lifeguards?
Strange.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not in this area.
I don't know, but this is nationwide.
Yeah, because I have a friend who runs this business, and he says that they're coming off the plane, like, from the Eastern Bloc every week.
Right. Maybe I am holding out for a higher hourly rate.
I am
6'2" blonde woman.
I haven't heard any local reports on it, but the national report, I said that it's in various places around the country, there's a shortage of people who normally take those jobs they say are either working elsewhere or they're actually in class in school this summer, or they're looking for a year-round job instead of just a temporary one.
Yeah, the pool is not so crowded around Christmas.
And I don't know what lifeguards get paid these days. It's one of the easiest jobs you could do if you find the right pool.
But isn't it
now,
good
you
money?
Did you do it also? Who else?
I did not.
I did for five summers, but when you become manager of a pool, that's when all the fun ends.
Oh, sure.
Because you're not 16 and you don't care anymore.
But is the money relatively good?
It's just as much as your friends are making.
Well, and
I don't have any friends.
All the free pizzas you can wrangle.
Yeah.
That's right. That's his
and hustle. And ass for days.
That's right. Yeah.
Now I've got to rename the show. I'm going to call it Scaredy Cat.
I like the new name better.
I do, too.
The shortages caused the closing of public schools and public pools, rather, and beaches around the country in various places, or at the very least, they're cutting back their hours.
Go away. We are not open.
Some pools are open but unsupervised, and so far that's already allowed for at least one drowning death in Minnesota.
God.
One day after the Chicago City Council voted to decriminalize the possession of small amounts of weed, Chicago cops seized 8 tons of marijuana.
Wow.
Eight tons in Chicago? And finally, 8 TSA agents have been fired from their jobs at the Newark, New Jersey airport for sleeping on the job. We're not talking about finding just a quiet place to catch a few Z's while you're on the clock.
Right.
They have pictures of these employees sleeping in front of their bomb detection monitors. What could have possibly gone wrong?
Oh,
and the original Captain Kirk gave some TSA agents a great view of the moon the other day.
What?
William Shatner says he was wearing comfortable, loose-fitting pants with no belt, partly to make the trip through security a little easier.
I bet he does that a lot.
And his long flight to South Africa a little more comfortable. Instead, Mr. Shatner's pants fell down at security, exposing him in his underwear. Quoting him, it was awful, probably the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to me.
I doubt that.
It's if you don't count T.J. Hooker.
That's
right. I'm Buzz Burbeck on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey,
close that. Do the music.
No, this one.
There you go. At least they didn't have to see the captain's log, which is lucky. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Mike, have a safe trip back. We look forward to having Mike back in studio on Monday.
Yep.
And Buzz, before we do the sponsor, I want to say happy birthday to my friend Jessica from her lover, John. She has a birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Jess.
She likes you best.
Yes, God, I hope so.
That's the Pilates instructor?
It is.
Shocker.
Like how he tried to pull that off.
It's from Rob as well.
Yeah.
She loves Rob.
Yeah.
Today's show was... I can't go on.
No.
Today's show was brought to you by Clores Perry Mitchell.
If you just want to take a moment of quiet, I'm okay with that, too. Yeah.
Clores Perry Mitchell. Medical malpractice happens even at military facilities. KPM has experienced, passionate representation for you with some of the most and the biggest personal injury and medical malpractice awards in the area. KPM, where you talk to a pro, not an operator, and the conversations cost nothing. KPM is where other firms send their toughest cases, and it has the resources to take on the biggest defendants, and they do. With 30 years service to the community, Clores Perry Mitchell, 202-628-8100 or clores.com for more information.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks,
thank
Rob.
You, Oscar. Thank you, RJ.
Hey.
Back on Monday with a new one. Happy birthday, Jessica. We'll see you then. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Don't cut off her fingers.
It's a rocking little record. 64. The Beatles!